The older ferret stood forward, accompanied by the lanky rat and two others, both rats. Philea nodded to the ferret.
Make your report to me.
The ferret swallowed several times before he found his voice.
Majesty, we had just taken over from the Lascards. We went in with the Vickles, but they was all gone. The lanterns was gone too. It was dark.
The Sable Queen allowed an agonising moment to pass before she spoke.
Before you went in, could you hear the prisoners talking or moving around?
The four shook their heads with the ferret answering for them.
There wasn't any sound at all from in there, Majesty. We thought they was all asleep. The others we took over from said they was before they went off duty.
Valeria toyed with the crystal vial hanging about her neck.
Bring them here to me.
Derva had the previous guard lined up quickly, the fat stoat, a pair of weasels and a rat. They stood quaking with their eyes fixed on the ground, not even daring to look at each other. The silence became almost deafening as Valeria gazed from one to the other. She spoke suddenly and sharply, snapping the words out.
Who was the last beast to see the prisoners?
They were too frightened to reply, but she noticed that three of them shot a swift glance at the stoat. She beckoned him to her with one claw, continuing the movement until he was so close that he could feel her breath upon his snout. Her voice dropped to a whisper.
Look at me and speak truly. When did ye last see them?
The fat stoat's face was trembling so hard that he could only stammer.
Madge!
The savage fiery eyes penetrated his very being.
You never saw them at all, did you? The prisoners were already gone. I know they were. Tell me, I am right.
The fat stoat had totally lost the power of speech. He was only able to nod his head. She turned her gaze on his three companions, selecting the rat.
What did he tell you? Have no fear. Speak.
The rat was so relieved that he gabbled hurriedly.
Majesty, he said that he was asleep and the little new guards wake him when he was safe, Vizzles.
She glanced at both the weasels, who were nodding furiously. Having heard what she wanted, Valeria summed the situation up.
So, our prisoners have escaped. They never left this cave by the entrance. With sentries posted all over Althea, they would have been noticed right away. That means they left here by another way. What were they attempting last time? A tunnel? Search this cave for tunnels!
The guards hastened forward but were halted by their ruler's upraised paw and a scornful voice.
Fools! Stay where you are! Derva, you do it.
The old rat cackled as she toured the area, tapping the walls with a stick.
All solid rock. You said yourself to put them in one where they couldn't tunnel out. So where have the little uns gone, eh?